Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Eric Battis is with us for this segment. Personal injury attorney, trial lawyer, civil and criminal litigator, and former felony prosecutor. We're talking about Brian Koberger right now and the request for a stay on this case right now, wanting to investigate whether or not the grand jury that indicted him was biased or not. This is not usually something we see in a criminal case. What is your take on this? Is this simply a stall tactic with a lot of grandstanding going on at this point?
Tony, it's at least a little bit unusual in my appraisal. Typically you don't see a stay of the proceedings in a criminal case. You know, here, Koberger is in custody. He's just sort of rotting away in that cell.
Yep.
And oftentimes, those folks want to speed things along. So this was kind of unexpected for me. But I can understand how, you know, with the death penalty clearly on the table, mm-hmm. The defense is doing everything, you know, pulling out all the stops to try and, represent Mr. Koberger here. And I think that's kind of part of what's going on.
Obviously, no, they seem to be trying to do their job as best they can with the cards that they've been dealt. Is this something where, because we keep hearing the exonerating evidence, the grand jury didn't hear the exonerating evidence. Well, if there is this exonerating evidence, wouldn't you want to kind of throw it out to the ether by now to get your client off on this if it's that exonerating?
Yeah, you know, that's always a tough call for, especially now that I'm on the defense side, used to be a prosecutor, but on the defense side, you know, sometimes there's information that you want to disclose because you think, hey, if I tell the prosecutor this, it's going to exonerate my client. They're going to do the right thing and dismiss the case. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go that route, but sometimes you want to keep it a little closer to the vest, especially if you don't have any confidence that the prosecutor is going to take some favorable action in your case. Here, you know, we've got four deaths. We've got the death penalty on the table. I don't know how exonerating this information could possibly be, but I doubt it's going to compel any prosecutor to dismiss the case. So I'm not overly surprised that defense has not disclosed it to the public or to the authorities.
Using the word exonerate, obviously they can say whatever they'd like out loud, but is this just simply trying to influence, if you will, the pool of people that are out there? We're not even to jury yet, but obviously there's only going to be so many people in Moscow to pick from. So getting some of these ideas out there, getting the word exonerating evidence and things along the lines of, well, How fair or biased was this grand jury? Putting these ideas out there into the ether, is that part of the strategy right now for his defense, you think?
You know, Tony, that's right on. And that's really my read on this whole thing is that, you know, there's been this narrative in the media that this case has captured the nation's attention, rightly so. And really, most of the information that has come out has been one-sided against the defendant, Brian Koberger, and, you know, understandable. And I'm just wondering if these are attempts by his defense attorneys to try to counter that narrative, to try and, you know, plant a seed in the mind of the public that, hey, you haven't heard the whole story, and we've got some evidence as well. And so if y'all could just suspend judgment until that evidence comes out, that's, I think, what the defense is trying to do here.
When we look back on the fact that he stood silent when it came time to plea, are we learning more about that strategy and to why he may have done that at that moment in time?
Yeah, you know, what it looks like is that was kind of a procedural tactic that under Idaho law could allow him to then challenge the constitutionality of the grand jury, which is what his attorneys are trying to do with some recent filings. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what he believed he had to do in order to preserve that challenge to the grand jury, which is currently being fought about now in court.
With their issues on media coverage, I guess I'm just still baffled by this even being something that they're bringing up, that they even brought in a expert witness on media and its impact onto the general public. They pointed out, yes, people who have large followings can have influence on the general public. Other than that, like, what exactly are they arguing here? It's not like, well, let's stop the media from talking. I don't see, like, what's your point? It's kind of where I'm at.
You know, this always comes up in these high-profile cases because, you know, there's media coverage and defense is worried that could somehow taint any jurors or prospective jurors. But, you know, there's not a person in Idaho who's not aware of this case.
Sure.
And so the judge is absolutely going to take that into consideration by saying, hey, look, we can't necessarily get a bunch of jurors who are just a blank slate who've never heard about this. That's going to be impossible. And so really the question is going to be, to what extent did the media coverage taint any of these grand jurors, if at all? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what defense is hoping to explore with these motions.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Eric Faddis, personal injury attorney, trial lawyer, civil and criminal litigator, former felony prosecutor. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight into that ever-evolving case that we continue to cover for you right here on the podcast. If you want access to all of our episodes with no commercials, become a supporter through Apple Podcasts, become a Premium Plus subscriber, get access to all of our True Crime Today podcasts. There's a lot of them in that fold now, all with no ads, even specific case files that we follow for you on individual podcasts. We have a podcast specifically about Koberger. We have a podcast specifically about Ellen Greenberg. We have a podcast specifically about Alec Murdaugh. If you want to check those out, we have them for you in the True Crime Today family. Become a Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts to get access to all of that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.